I'll convene this meeting of the City of Atlanta's Planning and Zoning Commission. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. Public comments, we have four public comment forms that have been submitted. I think if some of these are on particular agenda items, we'd probably take the comments at that time, but if they're not on agenda items, then let's go ahead and hear from those folks. So Kathy Beckham.
It does refer to an agenda
ABS
item.
ABS Media
okay.
Demo.
And Molly DeBalt, same thing. Okay. Andrew Cunningham.
It refers to an item.
Okay, very good. And Diana Winger.
Same
thing. Okay. So when the time comes, we will ask for comment, and y'all just we'll ask you to come up after the applicant speaks, or if you are the applicant, so be it. So
ABS
next
Media
item up for business is the consent agenda. By the way, am I talking? I'm not used to having a mic, so if it's actually too loud, you let me know. Consent agenda, approval of minutes from the February 15th meeting. Just for the record, we were unable to have a March meeting due to some absences. Has everyone had a chance to review the February minutes?
AVS Media Demo.
Ready for a motion?
I move that we approve the minutes for February 15th, 2024 as written.
A second.
Okay, motion and a second.
AVS Media Demo.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The minutes are approved. Folks, we do have one item that is not related to our normal business, which is the election of officers. So I'm going to take that one out of order, and then we'll proceed to go through the public hearings and the agenda items. So item number 5A, election of officers. We need to elect a chair and a vice chair.
AVS Media Demo.
I'll accept nominations.
I'd like to nominate Dwayne Rogers as chair.
I will not second that. No,
I will
second that.
AVS Media Demo.
All right. Are there any further nominations for the chair? All right. Hearing none, let's go forward with the
AVS Media Demo.
Paul, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on that item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
AVS Media Demo.
Have it. And now entertain nominees for vice chair.
Do you want to do this?
Diane.
AVS Media Demo.
I would like to nominate John Osborne as vice chair.
I will second that.
Okay.
Well, let's give that to Julie because the chair's not what it's supposed to be.
No. AVS Media Demo.
Okay. Are there any further nominations for vice chair? Right. Hearing none, on the nomination of John, we have a motion.
AVS Media Demo.
Any further discussion on that nomination? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it.
Welcome AVS to the jungle. Media Demo.
Just kidding. Congratulations. So thank you all for bearing with us on that. We're now going to move to the discussion of each of
AVS
the
AVS Media
we have
Demo.
A busier agenda than normal tonight, which is great. We're happy to have you guys. What we usually do is we do the public hearing for a particular property, and then we do the
AVS Media Demo.
So it's going to feel like you're in Wimbledon. It's a tennis match, and we're bouncing back and forth. But that way, we just talk about one subject at a time. So let
AVS
me start off
Media
with
Demo.
Agenda item 4A. Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written notice and or oral comments regarding a specific use permit
AVS Media Demo.
For a bed and breakfast in a single family home, SF1 district, at 202 East Sandstone Street. So this is the public hearing.
AVS Media
if the
Demo.
Applicant is here and would like to address us, then why don't you start and then we'll hear any other comments.
So purchased a home 2 years ago, me and my wife.
AVS Media Demo.
It's intended to be used for us, and as my parents get older, we'd like to use it more so, but in the meantime, we wanted to be able to rent it.
AVS Media Demo.
And I think it looks pretty good. I think there's some pictures in there as well. And yeah, that's really just to be rented out.
AVS Media Demo.
There's homes all around us that are zoned for commercial use, and there's B&Bs in those homes on other blocks as well.
AVS Media Demo.
And I understand with the rules here that you have a certain percentage on other blocks. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All
AVS
right.
Media Demo.
Appreciate it. Do y'all have any questions? I will just say that I've seen the pictures and some newly provided ones this evening, and they look.
AVS Media Demo.
Any questions for the applicant? Or
I was going to ask Heather. So
So you're screening for 20%?
AVS Media Demo.
All right. Okay. Yeah, the books look really nice. What about it today?
Yeah. And it's entirely appropriate and perfectly situated.
AVS Media Demo.
Is there anyone else to speak in the public hearing on this agenda item? Okay. Hearing none, we will close
AVS
the public
Media
hearing.
Demo.
And we'll move to item 5B. The discussion and possible action regarding a request for a specific use permit to allow for a temporary short-term rental for
AVS
a bed and breakfast
Media
in a
single-family
home, SF1 District at 202 East Sandstone Street. So if
AVS
there's any
Media
further discussion
Demo.
On this, that would be fine. If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve
AVS Media Demo
to be part of a short-term rental program.
Okay. You want to send it on to council?
AVS Media Demo.
Send it on to council.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion regarding 202 East Sandstone?
AVS Media Demo.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Congratulations and thank you. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay. So now,
AVS
the next
Media Demo.
Item is 4B, and this is the public hearing. Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written notice and oral comments
AVS Media
for the
Demo.
Rezone of 1001 Bessemer Avenue, Holden Block 74, 50 feet of Lot 9 and 25 feet of
AVS
Lot 10,
Media Demo.
Times improvement 80 acres, improvement 80 acres 0.146.
AVS Media Demo.
So that's quite a property description, but yes, ma'am. Are you the applicant?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Why don't you come talk to us about it?
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
My family's owned that property for a long time. I sold it. My dad bought it in the early 1960s. I went to 64. He sold it.
AVS Media Demo.
I bought it back 40 years later. When I got the paperback, it actually said my mom and dad's name was still on there as the one that had
AVS Media Demo.
Wow, this is amazing. Anyway, I started a business there in 2008. It was a thrift store. I had it.
AVS Media Demo.
I've been broken into four times. The last time they hit me up was up to $4,000. So I wasn't able to recover from that. So
AVS Media Demo.
This is going on. And I have a letter from the Texas Comptrollers showing that they canceled my Texas
AVS Media Demo.
Because I didn't have any sales in 2016 or 2017. And I would just like to have it rezoned back to residential,
because
I'm living.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. I'm just looking at the map briefly.
AVS Media
Is there
Demo.
Any other reason, other than that you do not have a business there anymore, that you would like to rezone it as residential?
I'm too old now. I was in the
AVS Media Demo.
And I can't concentrate like I used to, and I don't think I'd be able to do a business anymore.
Okay, but it's entirely permissible to have
AVS Media Demo
district.
Yeah. But all the houses around me are still commercial.
But you are still zoned commercial if you'd like to keep it that way and change
AVS Media Demo.
The residential rate. That's entirely doable with and retain that valuable commercial property.
Right. We didn't know if that was the main reason why you were. I was just checking the map to make sure that if it was rezoned residential, that there wouldn't be any sort of an issue with the zoning map, and there's not. It's contiguous.
Yeah.
But the question becomes, if your main purpose is for the utility side of the equation, there are other ways to solve that problem, and it does reduce, you know, sort of the options of the property for a potential buyer that might not be advantageous to you. So we were just kind of wanted to raise that issue with you and just.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what we wanted to make sure that you understand
AVS
that a
Media
residence
Demo.
Is completely permissible
right,
in a
yeah.
commercial zone. So it would be advantageous for you to retain that because once it's gone,
AVS Media Demo.
This is something to think about.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, one option that we would have if you wanted to explore
AVS Media
the possibilities
Demo.
Is we could. We'll have to close the public hearing, but when we got to the action item, we could potentially table the item, and then it would AVS come back on the next agenda, and we could simply remove it if you were going to move a different direction, or you could come back if you wanted to proceed. You know, I don't think there's any problem with what you're asking to do.
AVS Media Demo.
Of it. So, is that what you would prefer us to do?
I don't know. I'm really confused
because
I'm not understanding.
AVS Media.
That's okay.
I completely understand. You want the memory and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
We could table this.
Yeah,
and give you a little
AVS Media.
Yeah, why don't we table this and suggest that you come together, set a meeting with staff, and we'll go over all your options for you, and then you can make your decision, and then if it pops back up on the next agenda because it's been tabled and you've gone a different direction, we'll know by then. Staff will let us know, and we'll just remove the item. And if you're like, no, I really want to go
AVS
forward,
Media Demo.
Issue with that. But we just wanted to make sure that you were, you know, taking an action that doesn't actually harm your interest if you
AVS Media Demo.
So on and so forth.
Sure. You never know.
You never know. Okay. Well, the first thing to ask is, this is still the public hearing, so is there anyone that wishes to speak on this item in the public hearing? Okay. So hearing none, I'm going to close the public
AVS
hearing.
AVS Media Demo.
We'll move to agenda item 5C. We're off by one because of the election of officers. Discussion and possible action regarding a request for the rezone of 1001 Bessemer Avenue, Holden Block 74, 50 feet of Lot 9 and 25 feet of Lot 10,
AVS Media Demo.
Times or X improvement, 80, acres 0.146. And I would entertain a motion on
AVS Media Demo.
I recommend that we table item 5C and give the applicant time to do more research on the advantages to what our current zoning is for the property.
AVS Media Demo.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And man, we'll work with you either way, but just set up a meeting with staff and they'll help you out. Yeah. You're very welcome. We just want to help you out. Okay.
AVS Media
Demo. So now back to public hearings. We are down to item 4D. Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written notice and or
AVS
Media
Demo.
Specific use permit to allow for the construction of a metal building 24 feet by 40 feet at 408 East Ellis Street.
AVS Media Demo.
Oh, did I skip one?
Yeah, do the replat first.
Or C.
I just skipped one because I'm off by one.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm so sorry. Let me jump back up to 4C, so ignore everything I said about 4D. We'll get to that one in a second, because we do have to do these in a particular
AVS
order.
AVS Media Demo.
Or the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written and or oral comments regarding a request for a replat, there we go, blocks 5, 6, 7, and 8.
AVS Media
Demo. Lot number 133, Llano Improvement and Furnace Company Edition, Llano County, Texas, to be known as Lot 5A, Block 133, Llano Improvement and Furnace
AVS
Company
Media
Edition,
Demo.
Llano, Texas. Physical address 408 East Ellis Street. This actually is related to the next one, but we do have to do them in a particular order for a particular reason.
AVS so Media
if
Demo.
The applicant's here to talk about this one. Yes, sir. We might be able to hear you from the chair if you don't want to. Yeah. All right, no problem.
AVS Media Demo.
Viewer design. Viewers, I actually have another talk put together, but that's all. It's not going to be
AVS Media Demo.
Your vehicles, their vehicles, my vehicle, maybe if I work on maybe change forward.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
I guess it was, had to go from four lots down to one lot. And anyway,
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to, like I said, we have to take it in a particular order, because if we did it before the replat, then the structure would be too big and wouldn't meet the rules. Okay. But that is the reason you want to replat is so that you can build structure. Gotcha. That's fine. Appreciate it. Any questions for him?
AVS Media Demo.
All right. Is there anyone else to speak on this public hearing? All right, so we'll close the public hearing on item 4C.
AVS Media Demo.
And now we will move to, make sure I'm getting it right, 5D, discussion and possible action regarding a request for a replat of Block 5, 6, 7, and 8 in Block Number 133, Llano Improvement and Furnace Company Edition, Llano County, Texas, to be known as 408 East Ellis Street.
AVS Media Demo.
Lot number is going to be 5A. Okay. And so I think, you know, we had obviously been looking at this as we looked at our packets, and the main question was the size of the building, but once the replat occurs, it's our understanding, we've all done some math, but I'm a lawyer,
AVS Media Demo.
That if the replat occurred, that the size of the building would be sufficient.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
AVS Media Demo.
Was there just to almost jump ahead a little, was there any objection from any of the neighbors about the building?
No.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
And again, you said it's going to match the home in its external appearance.
Yes, it'll be color-coded to the house.
AVS Media Demo.
Great.
And gray metal for the building.
AVS Media Demo.
And I'm just guessing here that it's kind of going to be over in this neck of the woods. Okay.
Where the stakes are?
AVS Media
Demo.
Stakes are out there by the
first. Yeah, right. Yep. That's about the only place you'd have room.
AVS Media Demo.
Way from Mr. Chris next door, putting Chris setback on the road front and back. So I got
AVS Media Demo.
Any further questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion on the replat, and then we'll move to the next slide.
Okay, I'd like to move
AVS Media Demo.
Approve the replat of lots 5, 6, 7, and 8 in block number 133, Llano Improvement and Furnace Company Edition, Llano, Texas.
AVS Media Demo.
East Ellis Street, and send it on to council for a final resolution.
A second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Ayes have it, motion carries.
AVS Media
Demo. So now, jumping back, we're going to the public hearing on item 4D.
AVS Media Demo.
Receive written notice and or oral comments regarding a specific use permit to allow for the construction of a metal building 24 feet by 40 feet
AVS Media
East Ellis Street on Lot 5A as just replatted. So I don't think
AVS
we need to hear
Media
too much more from you, sir. Is there anybody who wants to speak on the public hearing regarding the construction of this building?
I do.
Okay.
If the replat
AVS Media
is approved
Demo.
By council, I do not believe that they need an SUP for the building, because it comes in at less than 10% of the total square footage.
I would agree. I actually think you are correct on that. I think it comes in under. Once,
it does.
Once you have the replat being approved by council,
then you're okay.
Right.
It's a permissible use.
AVS Media Demo.
Step two, yeah.
It's not an accessory.
No, it's metal building.
Oh.
Larger than 200 square feet.
AVS Media Demo.
But that also has to be less than 10% of the total square footage of a lot, which what math I could do, because the numbers are super tiny,
AVS Media Demo.
27,000 square feet. So and the building is 960. So we're way good.
Yeah.
So if they pay
AVS
money
Media
for this,
Demo.
They probably need to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what
did that mean? Did I get money back from
you?
Not
the
permit.
AVS Media Demo.
Council still needs to approve.
For final approval
AVS
from council,
Media
once
Demo.
They approve the replat and a replat is signed and signed by the mayor, you're off and running.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
Public hearing of item 4D. Okay, and we'll close that public hearing and move to the action.
What do you want to do with it? You want to table it?
I was going to move to the action item so we could take action, but then we need to talk about what the action is going to be.
Okay.
So let me read it here.
AVS Media Demo.
Discussion and possible action regarding a specific use permit to allow for the construction of a metal building 24 by 40 feet
AVS
at 408
Media
East Ellis Street. Now, I mean, if we table it, then it'll come back, but it could be removed if council approves and everybody is in agreement that it's not required. But that also gives us the opportunity, if there is some sort of a hiccup, it would come back on the very next agenda. Now, the question, though, is if we do that and we need to change the agenda item in any way, based on what we discover, then that agenda item will be kind of useless to us. But if we table it and the agenda item's fine, worst case scenario, we put another very similar agenda item on for the next meeting, and then we just...
Or they could just...
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, okay. So I think if we table it, we give ourselves the most options rather than removing it.
All right. I recommend...
AVS Media Demo.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That don't mean I'm going to get delayed no more, is it?
It should not, sir, because if everyone is in agreement that the specific use permit is not necessary, then you won't have to pursue that, and hopefully you can even get a refund for it. And then council
AVS
still has to approve
demo.
The replat itself, and assuming that it occurs, then you should be okay. Yeah.
And we'll be at the council meeting.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay.
So no, don't worry. You're not getting denied. We're trying to help you out a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
We can just confirm the map that the map is good. It should be all right.
Okay.
So I'd
recommend that we table
AVS Media Demo
pending what the decision from City Council on the rezone.
AVS Media Demo.
Item 5D.
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none,
AVS
all in favor say
Media
aye.
Demo.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries, and therefore the item is tabled, and we'll be more than happy to... I think
AVS
the bottom line
Media
is
Demo.
You're probably going to be able to not need your specific use permit, and then the replat will probably be all you need. And so then you ought to be all right.
AVS Media Demo.
So that leaves us... Let me...
AVS Media Demo.
Item 4E is the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing to receive written notice and oral comments regarding a specific use permit
AVS
to allow for
Media
retail
Demo.
Use in a single-family home in the front of the property and a brewery, tap room, and beer garden in the back side of the property.
AVS
rear yard
Media
access
Demo.
Located within the Central Business District. Physical address is 209 East Main Street. Okay, so
AVS Media Demo.
This side. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
So my name is Rebecca Kernheyer.
AVS Media Demo.
I moved to Kerrville about a year and a half ago, and we found a property here in Llanow about...
AVS Media Demo.
And we loved Llanow. My mom is here with me as the owner of the property, so she's...
AVS Media Demo.
But she bought the property and we're leasing it from her, and we're intending to live in the front half of the home and turn the back half into
AVS Media Demo.
Like nano micro brewery. So we've been working with Jeff Scoggins.
AVS Media Demo.
And make the plans so that the property could work and be conducive to the city and the surrounding area.
AVS Media Demo.
So my husband has been in winemaking for like 8 years and home brewing.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
We have two boys, 3 and 5. It's partly what brought us here to Texas, was was when we said
AVS Media Demo
in the United States, and we loved it here. And we actually really loved Plano. We loved the small community. And one of the things that we really wanted to
AVS Media Demo
a nice community hub. We want the beer garden and the property to be really family friendly.
AVS Media Demo.
And let's see, we're at this time, we're
AVS Media Demo.
Sunday being open from like 12 to 9, maybe 12 to 10, Friday, Saturday.
AVS Media Demo.
We're putting parking spaces in the front. We'd like to work with the person who owns the
AVS Media Demo.
Behind us. So that we could have your access. However, if that doesn't work out for some reason, I still think that we can
AVS Media Demo.
The parking spaces in the front, and then there's, you know, city parking on the square, which is really only 2 blocks away. I expect some foot traffic.
AVS Media Demo.
And there's some, you know, parking by the river. We have specifically designed
AVS Media
so
Demo.
We're sort of shielding any of the noise and the lights, you know. We have a wood picket fence with our direct neighbor.
AVS Media Demo.
We have the house, which is sort of guarding it from Main Street, so that any noise and light really sort of goes towards
AVS Media Demo.
North. We do not intend to serve
AVS Media Demo.
We would love it if we could work out something with a food truck, if that works out for us, or even like a pop-up vendor on weekends.
AVS Media Demo.
It's a small brewery. We have a one-barrel system, which is
AVS Media Demo.
And we have no intentions. I mean, at the if everything went really great for us and we expanded to
AVS Media Demo
the top tier that would fit into that facility anyway, we would never get into a big, large type manufacturing.
AVS Media Demo.
We intend to redirect to consumer. We don't have any intentions of distributing. We really just want it to be a local neighborhood.
AVS Media Demo.
Spot.
AVS Media Demo.
If there's any other questions.
Have you worked with the Texas Alcohol Commission on
AVS Media Demo?
We're doing a lot of that, but we are starting those conversations now. Because I'm kind of trying to make sure we actually have it here first.
AVS Media Demo.
Their restrictions. And we've talked to the TTP about whether we can be in the same property, and we've had emails with the agency as well.
AVS Media Demo.
That's actually been more so my husband, but he unfortunately is at home with the kids, so only one of us can make it.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, a lot of some of those details through the ABC we were intending to
AVS Media Demo.
Do this first before we figure out those, you know, more details.
AVS Media Demo.
Are you planning on a roof over it, or is it just going to be a good weather only type of a venue?
So we're going to extend the back.
AVS Media Demo.
Some room. Maybe 15 feet, I believe. I have it's in the little.
AVS Media Demo.
The actual backyard, I wasn't intending. I suppose if it's.
AVS Media Demo.
But like sunshades up. But if we needed an actual structure, then we need to come in and obviously get that, you know.
AVS Media Demo.
Other public comments?
I had a couple of questions.
AVS Media Demo.
How many spaces, you talk about spaces in the front, how many spaces, parking spaces do you need?
So there's 4 plus an ADA parking.
AVS Media Demo.
And what? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, the only other thing that we have considered.
AVS Media Demo.
Tell me how this works, but, you know, between the property line and Bailey Street, you know, there's an embankment that I could see.
AVS Media Demo.
We needed additional parking there, excavated or something.
But what seating capacity do you think you have?
AVS Media Demo.
The inside, again, is only being extended like maybe 14 feet, so I don't actually have
AVS Media Demo.
A large place. And then we'll have the beer garden, but again, the beer garden is going to be some tables, and then my intention is
AVS Media Demo.
Kids can play, and it's not going to just be like a jam-packed table everywhere you can find it.
AVS Media Demo.
And currently you guys have no access to all that space behind it.
Currently there's a triangular shaped parcel.
AVS Media Demo.
Mr. Oman, who has
not
have right. Yet. I'm hoping to, you know, speak with them and see if we can. But
AVS Media Demo.
You know, there's other ways to work around that. I mean, we have the gate, the access to the people on the Bailey Street.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
By the realtor, not the city council or anything like that, but they said that we could do something on Bailey's.
AVS Media Demo.
Wall there if we needed parking in that situation. So we do have other options. Obviously, we're trying to think of the most cost effective.
AVS Media Demo.
Please, the community, as best we can. But I did want him to buy
AVS Media Demo.
Your property does not extend to Bailey Street, is that correct?
It is at the corner of Bailey Street and Main.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, it's right away right there. Okay.
I have a question. That's already commercial.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah.
Right. So is she asking to be residential or is it for the sake of the
pure? Well, what they're asking is
AVS Media Demo
retail use, and I'm trying to justify that in my mind as like, because I know what the intention of that is.
AVS Media Demo.
But alcohol sales are also permissible in central.
AVS Media Demo.
I have a few issues as to whether or not the line for the central business district actually extends that far.
Because AVS Media Demo.
The impression that the Red Top and Charlie's old place are just about, that's where the line is.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm not aware that it extended down the block.
Yeah, we'll have to confirm that, but I guess if it was previously.
AVS Media Demo.
Any further questions for the applicant?
AVS Media Demo.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, and thank you. Anyone else to speak in the public hearing for this item?
I'm just wondering what they're asking for.
Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
No, I agree. I think that's a...
Yeah, I didn't say that part. So the front of the house is going to be residential, and then the back
right.
AVS Media
Demo.
Separation.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
what I'm
residential.
Yeah, ironically, it's the
AVS Media Demo.
I couldn't find any.
Alcohol sales are permissible in the central district.
Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. All right. So let me close the public hearing on that and thank you all.
Anything from the neighbors?
I just asked if there's anyone else to speak. But were there any written comments submitted from neighbors?
AVS Media Demo.
So I guess, you know, I do think your point is well taken, is just confirming that it is part of the CBD. Yeah. Now, this map is showing
AVS Media Demo.
I've never seen a map right. Where it's extended that far before. Mm-hmm. So.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, I guess from my perspective, I was just trying to make sure that is there enough room for the capacity, residential neighbors, parking, seating, noise, etc. Now, on the other hand, a business is a business.
All their, all their
AVS Media demo.
Parking and everything is going to go through you guys. All their permitted component for parking and everything as far as the size of the
AVS Media demo
would be what? Who's the gatekeeper for that?
Well, for the resident, they need two.
AVS Media demo.
One conversation at a time, if you don't mind. Sorry, guys.
So for the business, they have the parking. They're adding more parking spaces in the front of the building.
AVS Media demo.
Some street access for street parking as well. Okay. But you also have that parking in the back for the dirt lot for the gravel.
AVS Media demo.
If they can get approval for that, to use it, right?
That's just public parking.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's
AVS Media demo.
Yeah, I know. That's why I looked at all the space. I was already figured they had a plan for that space used for parking because there is a lot of space behind.
AVS Media demo.
So a liability issue. Who owns that property back there?
This county, but yeah, that's
so the city council could make that judgment.
AVS Media demo.
They want to take with that. So.
Yeah.
Hey, we got enough bars going on.
AVS Media demo.
The plans are kind of hard to read because they're very small. I'm wondering about like bathroom capacity.
AVS Media demo.
Beer garden.
AVS Media demo.
In fact, we do have plans that we can show you that we are currently working on.
AVS Media demo.
Yeah, I think we have copies of those, but they're so
AVS Media demo.
They're not the site plan, they're the actual expansion, so they're, this here. This is the residence.
AVS Media demo.
It's all not public and then public.
And the portion that's the expansion is not
AVS Media demo.
It is, but it's just not detailed. It's just a tiny little
rectangle that you have.
That's
right
what
here.
I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's your expansion, and then in the plan,
AVS Media demo.
Plan.
AVS Media demo.
Look for it under single family.
Yeah, I was one of the.
Retail use.
AVS Media demo. AVS Media demo.
Let me close the public portion.
Yeah, the public hearing has been closed. I need to open the agenda item itself.
AVS Media demo.
The last question was put together there. Let me read it. Okay. So now we are to agenda item 5F, discussion and possible action.
AVS Media demo.
Permit to allow for retail use in a single family home in the front of the property at a brewery, taproom, and beer garden at the backside of the property.
AVS Media demo.
Access located within the central business district. Physical address is 209 East Main.
AVS Media demo.
So my thought on it is that all we're looking at is whether it can be an approved use within
AVS Media demo.
The alcohol sales component that it can be a valid use. The retail component can be a valid use. They're applying for the
AVS Media demo.
Retail use, which is a special permitted within the central business district. So I don't. The parking issues,
AVS Media demo,
and all those things are all going to be taken care of by TABC, by the city for the dwelling and everything for their business permits, all those kind of things.
AVS Media demo.
So just on looking at it, there was nothing of public comment from any of the neighbors. Nothing was sent back as far as people having issues with it in the area.
AVS Media demo.
I would be willing to say I would be okay with their permit going forward to council, and also at council there'll be another public
AVS Media demo.
So I don't see from my point of view, I don't see a reason why we couldn't approve that to go to council for them to look at.
AVS Media Demo.
My main issue was the same one Dana raised, which is I wasn't sure the Central Business District went that far, but then on the updated maps and the
AVS Media Demo
property, you can see that it does. And so then it becomes a question of we have a property in Central Business District, and it's, right. Assuming that's not an error, and we have no reason to think it is.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, my initial concern was I'm not sure that that's correct, and therefore, you know, we have a bunch of residences.
AVS Media Demo.
End up with an issue with it, but if you're coming in and you're saying I've got a Central Business District property, I'm going to do a variety of permitted uses.
AVS Media Demo.
And I would like to also have my residence there. Well, you know, I guess I'm saying I still have a few concerns,
Media
but
Demo.
You know, for what they're asking, I think what they're asking is allowed in the area and is probably appropriate. So, and again, there will be an additional hearing
AVS
at council,
Media
and
Demo.
There will be additional controls regarding parking, bathrooms, etc.
Yeah.
Yes, Dan.
Those of us that said we would wait.
AVS Media Demo.
Discussing this, do we have that up?
Oh, I am so sorry. That's what I meant when I said, is there anyone else who wants to speak on this item earlier? But yes, let's.
AVS Media Demo.
This portion.
Oh, no, sorry. It's okay. Go ahead. Let us hear from you.
Well, there was other people there as well.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
That has to do with...
They're here to talk about the next one, if I'm correct.
And it does have to do with retail zoning. Also.
Yeah, it does. It's some ways a similar issue. So why don't you go ahead and talk to us about this?
Everybody can probably hear me from my voice.
AVS Media Demo.
The residential with a place that is going to be serving alcohol, because when you look at the plans...
AVS Media Demo.
It's very small. That room is very small. They're not telling us anything about what the occupancy level will be.
AVS Media Demo.
There's the problem of if it's raining and something, everybody comes in, you've got this one very small room, which was Dr. Cole's name.
AVS Media Demo.
Where he saw his clients. But I guess part of my concern is with this one bathroom.
AVS Media Demo.
Where you're saying there's an extension on any of these that were submitted?
I'm going to show you the actual plan quickly.
AVS Media Demo.
Comes out from proposed commercial, and then there's a dotted line that would be extension.
Is it not on the kitchen cabinet? Is it with the gas?
AVS Media Demo.
Which diagram is that on?
This is a proposed new site plan.
AVS Media Demo.
See, that's why I was asking, is I'm not sure that we actually have that.
Why? Yeah. Because my concern is with two small...
AVS Media Demo.
...yard to play, they're running through the alcohol, there really is no other place for them to play except in the backyard where they...
AVS Media Demo.
And where the fences are, if Sam Oden does open that triangular place, people are going to want to park up there.
AVS Media Demo.
Parking. And like she said, they could put a retaining wall because there is no parking on the side. It is all a slope. So that would
AVS Media Demo.
My concern was the parking, but my concern is having small children running through the brewery. I don't know if that's...
AVS Media Demo.
We've created a backyard to the side for our children and our home. That will be completely separate from the brewery. Fencing.
AVS Media Demo.
And so the any of the clientele will not be coming into your personal bathrooms?
No, absolutely not.
AVS Media Demo.
Building commercial bathrooms. And we're extending, and everything that we're extending will be the public part. Anything that exists right now is...
AVS Media Demo.
In the front half, we've put up essentially exterior door between where we live and the rest of the building.
Is that
AVS Media Demo?
Is that where that wall or the office, is that where you put a door?
Yes. And then there's a large room that we will be...
AVS Media Demo.
There's a room that will be in a brewery office, and then there's a room that it says tap room on the site plan, but essentially that really won't be the tap room because of the...
AVS Media Demo.
Where that site plan says that is where we're going to put cold storage for caves, and then it would basically a back
AVS Media it. Demo.
Where the wall ends of the building will be where we are serving beer from a bar top. That window is where that is.
AVS Media Demo.
So basically everything that already exists, public won't even be in. Yeah. And then we're expanding approximately 500 square feet.
AVS Media Demo.
Bathrooms, one of them may be ADA, and so
the window you'd be serving out of is the one on the brewery room or on the tap room?
On the
tap room. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Where's the actual entrance?
So people won't actually get into that part of the building.
AVS Media Demo.
Because, you know, it is very deceptive
with
this.
How did you get in? I think that one was sent from...
AVS Media Demo.
All entrances are going to be on the back side.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's the door?
AVS Media Demo.
Talk about this area, right?
That kind of area.
Yes.
And not having enough bathrooms.
Yes. So our house will be completely separate.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
That's what they were discussing, what they built there. We're parking out here on various
streets.
AVS Media Demo.
All the way around, or
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, I think and there are other processes for this part, but I think what we're all encouraging you to do is
AVS Media Demo.
Parking and code compliance and TADC and all that. Just make sure you coordinate with staff and with whatever state authorities,
okay,
just to make sure that the whole plan comes together
AVS
in
Media
safe,
Demo.
Effective manner. Okay.
I don't see.
But I appreciate actually, Dan, I appreciate your comment because I was a little worried about that too. Is well, wait a minute, well, the kids run into the backyard.
AVS Media.
You have a separate, sort of smaller fence backyard for them.
Yeah, so we're going to have to the side of us between us and
then
they're
going
to
get through.
AVS Media Demo.
Various friends are
in.
They're not
going to
be back
to drink
at the
end of the day. But I don't think
AVS Media Demo.
My son-in-law has been involved in anything
with the alcohol. No, we can't justify it.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. Very familiar, possibly not with TCB, though. Well, no, we've been, but they've been.
AVS Media Demo.
Certainly that was our main concern. Can we even do this in the same? We got a written response, yes.
AVS Media Demo.
To have your home in the same building, as long as you are.
AVS Media Demo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one of the things about Texas alcohol laws is that the difference between
AVS
on-site
Media
and
distribution
Demo. And all, there's a whole nest of things there. So, you know, be aware that realistically, I suspect TABC would tell you you're going to be
AVS Media Demo.
That's what you want to do anyway, but I just want you to know if things go really well and that it's going to be hard to shift that use under the circumstances.
AVS Media Demo.
Regulations really important.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Thank you all for your input. I appreciate it.
AVS Media Demo.
I said entertain a motion.
So I'll make a motion that we approve
AVS Media Demo
for retail use in a single family home in front of the property and a brewery, tavern, beer garden in the back side of the property, the side and rear yard.
AVS Media Demo.
This district at that address, 209 East Main, and we send it forward to council for their consideration.
AVS Media Demo.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Ayes have it.
AVS Media Demo.
Congratulations, and you still have to go to council, and you still have to deal with a variety of regulatory issues. But thank you for the explanation and the thorough explanation.
AVS Media Demo.
Two on your plans, like Pam was saying earlier, have it much more visible, laid out, described flow.
AVS Media Demo.
Council, because there will be a lot more public comment, I'm sure.
Okay.
there'll be a lot of people asking a lot of questions about that.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, and just be able to explain the process so people can see it and feel good about what's there or not good about what's there.
AVS Media Demo.
All right, so we have reached the end of our public hearings, but we still have one agenda item. I know there are two folks who signed up to speak on that. Let me read the item, and then we'll have y'all come up. So the agenda item is number 5G, discussion and possible action to amend the retail uses ABS chart on the land use chart. So Kathy Beckham and then Molly DeBalt were going to speak on this one. So if y'all
ABS wanna, Media Demo.
It's absolutely fine.
AVS Media Demo.
Can we reduce it to 0.75 like on the podcast? I'm kidding, Molly.
I know.
I'm teasing.
AVS Media Demo.
I own a Pascal title company and I own the law office of Molly DeBalt. Both of them are currently located in the rail yard and I lease that property.
AVS Media Demo.
What I've been working on, I've been here for several years. And I have been looking at owning a piece of property for that business. As a title company, I have to have
AVS Media Demo.
Some of my other considerations are, as a title company, you usually want to be very close to the district clerk and also to the county.
AVS Media Demo.
And so those are kind of some things that I was looking at. When I was looking at that, what I also noticed is with the increase in activity and
AVS Media Demo.
Leave it however you want. Friday afternoons, it is very stressful to have a closing in the late afternoon and try to get across the bridge.
AVS Media Demo.
So, with those things in mind, I started looking at where the title company and the law office would be situated. And so,
AVS Media Demo.
That on the zoning use chart, a title company has been segregated from an office general use, which would be
AVS Media Demo.
So for that, my understanding is I need to make sure that I'm in an area that meets both requirements. When I did that, and I
AVS Media Demo,
that puts me in the Central Business District and Commercial south of the river. So what I started doing
AVS Media Demo.
The city map, this is the GIS map. What that does, so y'all know what I'm talking about, this is the map, south of the bridge.
AVS Media Demo.
That's about a 7-block radius. When you look at that 7 blocks, it's pretty limited. We get one
AVS Media Demo,
which is where we're located now, the fire department, the baseball field, water treatment plant in that commercial area. One entire block out of that is the port.
AVS Media Demo.
2.5 blocks approximately that are buttery buildings. Those are staying buttery buildings. Then you also get a 0.5 block on the other side, which is
AVS Media Demo.
You have one entire block that is Louise Methodist Church. So all of those things are wonderful for the community, but they are not offering the building.
AVS Media Demo.
So out of a 7-block radius, that reduces it down. There may be a handful of buildings that have been in the zoning area that have come up for sale.
AVS Media Demo.
And that's arguably whether or not they have or not. So what I then started to do is look at what zoning areas that are not central business.
AVS Media Demo.
Where would it be possible or common for my type of business? So I looked at other law offices, I looked at other title companies, and then I looked at
AVS Media Demo
businesses, things like that. And the majority of them are all located in either the retail area or there's a few that are in central business district.
AVS so Media Demo.
What I did is I started to look at the other map, long-term planning. So from the other map, this is kind of where we were before, but then you look at
AVS Media Demo.
Red area along 4th Street, and that pretty red area is retail. And so at that point,
AVS Media Demo
coming up for sale. So that gives me an opportunity. So I started looking at those. The thing that I noticed is that if you take the zoning use
AVS Media Demo
columns on the zoning use chart, and at one point we added to the columns, is my understanding. And so when those columns and categories
AVS Media Demo
medical and retail, and then the 4th Street specific, those were added. When I look at that chart, it reduces the use
AVS Media Demo
automatically. So essentially, you have things that automatically are yes, they can go in that area. You have things that are automatically a no, and then you have an
AVS media demo.
Specific use is. That's my understanding. And so when I looked at what was actually allowed along that entire area,
AVS media demo
is limited in automatically utilities, business use, parochial private schools, produce stand, real estate,
AVS media demo,
restaurants, cafes, and cafeterias, single family dwellings with retail use, single, two, or multifamily use above a first floor level, sporting goods, which include
AVS media demo.
And my theory is that maybe there was
AVS media demo
that should be included in the retail use. And if those categories are included, then the expansion of land
AVS media demo
is a benefit, I think. And so not just for my specific business, but I think for businesses in general, because
AVS media demo.
In that area, you can't spot zone. You have to only attach what's next to retail zoning, and most of those things, for where point four is, there's only a block or two past.
AVS media demo.
So your really only option is, if that's the only thing you're contiguous to, you can only transfer it to a single family, at that two or whichever category.
AVS media demo.
Really provide a lot of opportunities. So specific to my business, what I was asking in the attachment for tonight's
AVS media demo.
Where they put a red dot under specific use, under retail, and a dot under the forestry. That
AVS media demo.
Professional. That's great, but I think it also leaves some question as to whether or not that
AVS media demo.
Because the title company is a different specific line item, I'm not clear about that. So that's the first thing. And then the second
AVS media demo.
In the nature of a title company, we see companies and businesses come in here all the time. And so I think that it would be
AVS media demo.
When you are zoning, it is my understanding that you're going to choose the zoning areas because you're looking at what types of businesses are there. You're going to look at walkability.
AVS media demo.
Typical business hours, the type of clientele. And so to me, it seems like with my business, the square is
AVS media demo.
But if that does not work out, it's not a negative to me to be further away. A lot of my clients don't like the public knowing their business.
AVS media demo.
And doing that. And so I think that opening up these retail uses to the categories that tend to be, sales of goods and services. So
AVS media demo.
If you were to look at the retail use chart and maybe potentially be added, would be things like art and crafts supply store, bakery or bakery.
AVS
shop,
media demo.
Banking, automated teller, barbershop, beauty salon, bookstore, clothing or apparel, fitness center, gift shop, hobby.
AVS
store,
media demo.
All of those categories are things that either exist in that area or seem to already fit.
They were at one time.
AVS media demo.
And so my minimum would be, I would really love it if I could expand the property that I'm looking for to the retail use, but I also think that it benefits land.
AVS media demo.
Instead of looking at my specific categories, that retail column is looked at. And so that's the suggestion overall that I would make.
AVS media demo.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Ball?
I did talk back. Sorry.
AVS media demo.
Yeah, I mean, when this was brought to our attention, I think we were quite surprised and we were wondering if there's some sort of more of a typo. Or
AVS media demo.
I remember I had somebody who used to say that the most dangerous button on any computer is save as. And there was a lot going on when we were doing some
AVS
media
demo
zoning process, so it could have even, I'm surprised to see that some of these uses are not allowed in retail.
AVS media demo.
I guess the one thing
demo.
I would say regarding Ford Street, I know Ford Street's kind of a special occasion or a special area because there's true residences, and then yet it's on one of the main drags.
AVS media demo.
Ford Street has a lot of specific use permits, but I do agree. I'm really surprised, and I think some of the other members are surprised at how
AVS media demo.
Retail as a category appears to be for uses that you would frankly consider appropriate for retail. So I really appreciate you coming in.
AVS media demo.
I appreciate having an opportunity to present it and have you just consider it.
Okay. And then, Ms. Beckham, did you want to say anything as well?
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
And the way all this kind of started with Molly and I have, and again, we're not, I have a house.
AVS Media Demo.
Ever, but I have it on the market and it is in that area. And ironically,
AVS Media Demo.
Molly being one of them, have three different businesses that have been interested in it. And that's kind of,
AVS Media Demo.
Comes up, you don't always question anything. Sure. So number one, I want to be sure I'm representing my client, my seller.
AVS Media Demo.
How I'm presenting it and listing it. And I totally agree with Molly on that.
AVS Media Demo.
So on that, and I guess the main question, if that does get approved, where maybe there was a typo.
AVS Media Demo.
Title company is a different line item in this. She wanted to purchase it and it was changed.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, I have a title company. So I think because the city is growing.
AVS so Media Demo.
All types of businesses, which is great. And all up and down the 4th Street area, little by little, getting improved.
AVS Media Demo.
There. And then another, if it didn't, or even if we got, and I'm hoping that we do get the part.
AVS Media Demo.
Office General Professional. If it worked out where someone else bought this house and wanted it.
AVS Media Demo.
A house, residential with no business. Are they able to do that? And I was told by a couple people, and I don't know, I've not seen
AVS Media Demo.
A zone map when it was single family, but it backs up to SF2, I believe.
AVS Media Demo.
Are they able to keep it as a residence, or do they have to go through?
If it was non-conforming use when it was, well, when they zoned
AVS
it,
Media Demo.
Non-conforming use, it can remain in that state. Unless you make it alter, change it, tear it down, or whatever else. So that, it can.
AVS Media Demo.
And especially on Ford Street in retail, it can flop back and forth between a residence and a business. And Office General
AVS Media Demo.
Entirely appropriate to Ford Street because of the limited parking. And Office General Professional usually
AVS Media Demo
create a lot of traffic.
Exactly.
It's a bookkeepers, stuff like that.
Right.
Very limited.
A couple of clients at a time.
And it's
AVS Media Demo.
The only other sticky wicket is kind of some of the ones that we've talked about tonight previously, where I'm trying to live on the same property as a business. Then we have to talk about some things.
Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
But so it's more than likely an oversight that will be corrected.
I'm looking at
AVS Media Demo.
The use chart that I got when I first got the land. Not yet, because I took a copy of my computer. And the retail column is
AVS Media Demo.
It's not on this chart.
So when we were looking at it earlier, I looked at other space on it. I was like, oh, wow, that's that. And I looked at the
other.
AVS Media Demo.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And the reason that the Ford Street column was added is because that
AVS Media Demo.
Everything that is permissible in a commercial district is also permissible in retail. However, we don't want
AVS Media Demo
on Ford Street. We don't want a welding shop on Ford Street to maintain the integrity. So that's why the not on
AVS Media Demo
was created to exclude those commercial enterprises that are not compatible.
Sure.
AVS Media Demo.
Professional is definitely.
And it was previously on this zoning chart I had.
And to your question about the
AVS Media Demo
and the Office General Professional, the way the agenda item is worded would be broad enough to allow changes to
AVS Media Demo.
To take action to amend the retail uses, plural, on the land chart. So I think the agenda item would allow ourselves
AVS Media Demo
with and any of the cited uses. So I think you're okay on that front. When we spoke earlier this afternoon, I couldn't tell you for sure if it was inclusive, but I think having looked at it tonight, I think it is.
So depending on this, then it goes to
AVS Media Demo.
Yes. I think the only question that maybe we would have is how do we make sure that we're
AVS Media Demo.
If it does need to be altered, how do we make sure that we're reverting to the correct form, if you will, without, you know, causing further, you know,
AVS Media Demo.
But I think your point from both of you is well taken, and I think we were surprised some of these uses were not allowed in an area where I think they're
AVS Media Demo.
Anyway, thank y'all so much for your comments.
So do we need a
AVS Media Demo?
I think that we do
the oversight.
Yeah, but then I guess the question is,
then we need to take
AVS
again, save as is a dangerous button on the computer. I want to make sure we're reverting to the correct non-oversight version of retail. I mean, I agree.
AVS Media Demo
probably should have a whole lot of dots in there, but
I'm
not sure I could say a motion tonight that says yes, 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 no, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Not on all.
AVS Media Demo.
This particular item.
Yeah, agreed. I would say,
by the methodology.
AVS Media Demo.
We should do a Planning and Zoning Commission consideration and report.
I think that's, yeah.
And provide that to the council or partners with them.
I think that's,
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
And to what degree does it need to become a public hearing? I mean, how many changes can you make without it being a public
hearing?
AVS Media Demo.
Well, it was changed at one time, and what in the world happened is beyond my comprehension.
It states that this is under
AVS Media Demo.
The Commission, after public hearing is closed, shall prepare its report and recommendations on the proposed change, stating its findings, its evaluation request.
AVS Media Demo.
The comprehensive plan. It says, in the event a motion cannot be passed, either recommend, approve, or denial, that's with us.
AVS Media Demo.
May by motion defer the matter to the next scheduled Planning Commission meeting for consideration, or may pass a motion to refer the matter to the City Council.
AVS Media Demo.
In the event of referral to the City Council, the Council may approve the change or amendment with a 2/3 vote. The Planning Commission may defer its report for not
AVS Media Demo
posted on the agenda until it has had the opportunity to consider other proposed changes which may have a direct bearing therein.
Right. And I think, you know, I
AVS
think one
Media
possible path is that if we can identify with confidence what came out of the prior comprehensive zoning process and was
AVS Media Demo.
And I think, you know, on a certain level that was a typo that could be fixed. I think if we had to go through,
for whatever reason,
what was approved is this sort of inadequate version, then I think you've detailed the process.
AVS Media Demo.
The process where the what approval with the original zoning component changes
just
that they did,
find it.
How that went. Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
Have the zoning use chart right there that went up for council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess one of the things we could do is go back to the
AVS Media Demo.
Take a look at what was in the packet that evening and what was approved. And then for tonight's purposes,
AVS
I guess,
Media Demo.
Where does that leave us, though?
I'd like to send a recommendation to council to correct the oversight.
AVS Media Demo.
General professional to the retail district immediately.
I would agree, and I would also maybe say, I think title company also is
AVS
necessary.
Media.
So that was the thing, if it was kind of the will of the committee, that's what I was going to say, is one option we can do that I think we're confident with is we can fix with respect to these
AVS
two line
Media
items, professional and title company, we can fix the issue there. I don't think that would be particularly controversial, and also council will have an opportunity to look at that. And then for the broader problem,
AVS Media,
we can probably do a deeper dive with staff and determine, one, is there a version where confident action was approved, in which case we'll just substitute that on the appropriate documents.
AVS Media demo.
The process that you detailed to fix it, so to speak, if that's necessary. Is that a fair approach?
Let's hope not.
let's hope not.
AVS Media demo.
I guess if it was in the original approval,
yeah,
then we just change the zoning chart on the city.
That's what I'm saying, is that if we can determine something where we're confident actually was approved, and it's more to, you know, our understanding of what it was supposed to be, then that I think could just be, you know, basically fixed as a Scrivener's error. But I think if we determine that what was actually approved, intentionally or otherwise, was this, then the broader process. But in the meantime, I think we could fix it as to these two line items.
AVS Media demo.
See about those.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
Okay, I'll try. You correct me if I get it wrong.
AVS Media demo.
I would like to move to submit to council that the unintentional omission of Office Journal Professional
AVS Media demo
inadvertently left off of the retail district. I would like to correct that by adding those two line items.
AVS Media demo.
Was that okay?
Yeah, for okay. I think for authorized use. Yeah.
And Ford Street.
And Ford Street. Yeah.
On Ford Street. Yeah. Well, retail.
AVS Media demo.
Retail.
Yeah. One of you better second.
I second.
Thank you. So, motion and a second. Any further discussion?
AVS Media demo.
Forced to death, but any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. And then thank
AVS
you.
AVS Media
we'll try to get the more global fix, however it needs to be done, taken care of. Thank you all for bringing it to our attention. That concludes our agenda this evening. So I'll declare
AVS
this
meeting adjourned.
Thank you all so much for coming out and being involved.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Gordon.
And don't forget to turn off your microphones. Don't waste the batteries.
AVS Media demo.